From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is accusing Republicans of pushing what he describes as unworkable economic policies, such as Bush-era tax cuts. 5 months before the elections, the president urged the GOP to back his agenda, which he says has helped bolster the private sector and the U.S. economy in general.
Job growth in this recovery has been stronger than in the one following the last recession a decade ago. But the hole we have to fill is much deeper, and the global aftershocks are much greater. And that's why we've got to keep on pressing with actions that further strengthen the economy.
Republican Mitt Romney says the president's comments are proof that he's out of touch. Campaigning in Council Bluffs, Iowa today, the GOP's presumptive presidential nominee told voters the economy is in bigger trouble than President Obama cares to admit.
He said the private sector is doing fine. Is he really that out of touch? I think he's defining what it means to be detached and out of touch with the American people.
Romney also called on the Democrats to pay attention to voters' voices in Wisconsin, where Republican Governor Scott Walker overcame a recall election that was triggered by anger over his move to limit collective bargaining. All eyes are on what's happening in Europe and its never-ending debt crisis, or so it seems. Spain says it's still awaiting results of international audits, which are expected to reveal just how indebted Spanish banks are. As Lauren Freire reports from Madrid, officials there are denying reports that a bailout request could be imminent.
Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría says the government is determined to wait for auditors' assessment of how much money it'll take to bolster Spanish banks weighed down by bad real estate debt.
En estos momentos está trabajando el Fondo Monetario
Internacional. We're working with the IMF and independent auditors on the amount our financial system needs for a complete cleanup, she told reporters after a weekly cabinet meeting. Santamaría said those audits would be finished in mid-June. She denied reports a request for European aid could come Saturday and said she was unaware of even any discussion about the issue. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Madrid.
A UN monitoring and human rights team has reached a Syrian village where anti-government activists say government forces massacred about 80 people on Wednesday. NPR's Deborah Amos is there as well. She says she's seen severe damage to buildings, body parts in one house, and evidence that something terrible had happened.
The people who have come to their testimonies to the UN and to talk to the reporters are very nervous. Their faces are covered. They have sunglasses on. No names. They're young. They say that they came from a neighboring village. They say they happened here. It is certainly counter to the government's account, which is that it was done by terrorists.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Syria. This is NPR News. Stunning news today on the eve of horse racing's Belmont Stakes. I'll Have Another, the horse trying to become the first Triple Crown winner since 1978, is being scratched from the race and retired from racing. More details now from NPR's Tom Goldman.
I'll Have Another's trainer, Doug O'Neill, said his horse had some swelling yesterday and today after good training sessions. A vet determined the horse had the start of tendonitis in his left front leg. O'Neill said at a press conference, it's not necessarily a career-ending injury.
You know, you could give him 3 to 6 months and start back with him, but obviously he's done so much that it was unanimous to retire him.
The announcement is a huge disappointment to racing fans hoping to see the Kentucky Derby and Preakness winning horse claim the third leg of the Triple Crown Saturday at Belmont Park. A blow as well to a racing industry dealing with horse doping and other controversies. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In Rhode Island, state and federal authorities are investigating, as they call it, all financial transactions made by the video gaming company owned by former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling. The operation filed for bankruptcy yesterday. It is reported to be more than $100 million in debt. Wholesale stockpiles have grown 0.6% in April in response to strong sales gains. The Commerce Department says April's figure was double the previous month's gain. Analysts say more restocking means higher orders, which generally leads to increased factory production. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 67 points, more than 0.5% at 12,528. This is NPR.